Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
10:01 on a Friday morning. Joe Giglio in for Joe DeCamera alongside John Ritchie. This is the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Today we're live from P.J. Whalehands, 1854 Marlton Pike, we're out in Cherry Hill. Come on out and hang out with us. Today's also a special day, John. We're going to get into a lot today. We have a lot to talk about, but it's also the 2018 Ronald McDonald House Charities Change the Luck of a Child Shamrock Fundraiser. So that's why we're here today. An awesome time to be here, John. How are you, bud?
I'm great, Joe. I'm really happy to be working with you today. And I wondered if you knew that Babe Ruth, when he played, kept a lettuce leaf under his hat to keep cool during games.
I didn't know that.
That's a great ploy. I might have to try that because I get a little, being so husky.
Doing that
during
shows?
I get a little overheated. Yeah,
why not?
I'm over
during the show. You got a piece of lettuce on your head?
Yep, lettuce leaf on the head.
Well, if Babe,
keeps you cool.
It works for Babe. He was pretty good.
He was also husky.
Yes, he was. I think that's a good way to describe Babe Ruth. So lettuce on the head. If you want to, radio is always, I always thought of it as like you're trying to describe what's going on, theater of the mind. Everyone now is picturing you, John, with lettuce on your head.
Yep.
Last time we worked together, I think, was right before the NFC Championship game.
Really?
Yeah, right. But it was a Sunday. We did a show from the from a bar right outside the stadium, and the Eagles went on, and they won that game, and they won the Super Bowl.
Joe, your memory is uncanny. Good work. Good feeling.
We have
not worked together. We haven't talked, really, since that
You're right.
day.
I haven't seen you in a while. But you know what?
I love seeing you.
I do, too. It's always fun when we do this. And we talked that day, and we both thought the Eagles were going to win. We thought it was going to be close. It turned out to not be close. And they went and won the Super Bowl. And it feels like it's just been a month-long celebration of the Eagles, and rightfully so, because the Eagles won the Super Bowl. But, John, have you felt it this week? It feels like the off season has arrived. We had a party for a month. We ignored her for a month. And now it's like, hey, they got decisions to make here. And they added a player, Michael Bennett, too. Like, it feels like
it started
now.
It got real. I think the Michael Bennett trade made me realize how real this is. Also, the activity of the Rams has made me realize how real this is, because I am now doubly afraid of the Los Angeles Rams and what they've been putting together. It is upon us. It was in a hurry, and it's exciting. There's going to be a lot of stuff going down before the 14th.
That's Wednesday. I mean, things are going to move very quickly here for the Philadelphia Eagles and all of the NFL. 888-729-9494. So the offseason has started. The Eagles have to get under the cap by next Wednesday, John. We know they've brought in Michael Bennett. There's all the rumors out there that Vinnie Curry's the next to go, just because contract and Michael Bennett seems like a replacement for Vinnie Curry at a better cost on the salary cap.
Better player.
A more productive player, and he's going to fit in with this defense. I love the move.
Pro Bowl each of the last 3 years. He is a star.
Yeah. I don't think
he's our best defensive end right now, Joe.
And that's pretty amazing, because Brandon Graham is a very, very good football player.
Yeah, we've got a lot of defensive ends. Brandon Graham is outstanding, but Michael Bennett is our best DE.
He is. And you know what I would call Michael Bennett, John?
And he's cheaper than the rest of them.
He is cheaper. His cap number is very, very low, considering the kind of player he is.
Yep.
I would call Michael Bennett, John Ritchie, a repeat move, a win-now move. He's 32 years old. He's a guy I think he could be good for the next few years, but he's not 25. He's not 26. He's not a guy you could look for the next 5 years when the Eagles hopefully have a long window to win. This is a short-term move. This is to help the Eagles repeat in 2018, which I'm sure in that building is a priority. But, John, of the next week, they have decisions to make with guys they could cut, guys they could trade, the whole Nick Foles conversation that I know you and Joe have been having for the past couple weeks. I look at it as the Eagles have to make a decision here. Do they want to go all in to repeat in 2018, or do they want to try to make this a window where they could win Super Bowls for the next 4 or 5 years? And I think they could probably, and they probably will try to do parts of each, but I think at the end of the day, a lot of decisions they're going to make are going to fall into one camp or the other. Michael Bennett is a win now move. That's not a win in 2019 or 2020 move. I think it's a win. They want to repeat. That's what that move tells me.
Hmm.
What does it tell you?
Yeah, no, the Michael Bennett is a win now move, and I love it. I love that. I don't think it comes at the cost of winning over the long term, though, just based on what Howie has done. Last year, it felt like he was pulling, even though he said they were building for the long term, they were building because they wanted to have a first-round bye.
Yes. And they wanted to
and
start
then
winning
went,
before Carson gets expensive. And they did. They won it.
And then they went out and did the one-year deals, which shocked everyone. You know, Alshon Jeffrey, the top wide receiver in free agency. How did we get him? Well, it's a one-year deal. And then they signed him to a longer-term deal when he proved himself. I think that's the model. I think Howie is setting a new precedent. The short term becomes the long term if they prove themselves.
Trying to straddle both lines at the same time.
I think he's doing it successfully.
Well, he did it last year. But here's my worry, John. They gave away a fifth-round pick for Michael Bennett. That's a great deal. That's a great price. He's worth that. But at some point, how many picks can you give away for veterans before you start compromising the next 3, 4, 5 years? And right now,
well, okay,
they don't have a second-round pick. They don't have a third-round pick. They don't have a fifth-round pick now.
No, they have one fifth-round pick.
Do they have a fifth-round pick? I thought they had 2 fours.
They had 2 fives.
Okay, so they have one five, fifth-round. 2 fours, a 6, and a 7. But here's what I saw the other day that just struck me. They pick at 32, John Ritchie. They don't pick again until 130. They're going to sit there and watch 98 players go off the board unless Howie Roseman does something to acquire draft picks. And that would
he's
fall
going
in the mold.
To do something.
Well, then that falls in the mold of win later. Because the draft picks probably aren't going to help you win a Super Bowl next
year.
You're
right. You know, being a former player, I always felt like draftees were not worth anything in the here and now.
Because you didn't want to wait.
Well,
right? You didn't want to wait for the kid to develop.
I didn't want to wait. I'm fine with building for the now. You know, like, listen, I do think Howie has a plan short-term and long-term, but I am great with let's go win the Super Bowl in 2018. If Michael Bennett is a short-term deal, a short-term win-now thing, that's cool. I'm great with that. I don't care. Draft picks, you know, I do think Howie will get some back, probably with Nick Foles or a cornerback or Brandon Graham or Michael Kendricks.
See, that would be towing the line. Which way? Because if you trade Brandon Graham, if you trade him, and I know that's come up a little bit the last couple of days. I brought it up last night. If you trade Brandon Graham, that's a win later move. Because if you trade Brandon Graham, you've made your team worse to try to repeat. Same thing with Nick
Foles.
Have
you made your team worse? You got Michael Bennett.
Right, but you subtracted Brandon Graham, aren't they? But right now they have Bennett and Graham.
Okay.
Today they do.
Yes.
So you're losing that.
Michael Bennett is almost a more productive carbon copy of a guy who can line up a DE and move down, bump down inside, and be a D-tackle and rush the passer. And he actually gets to the quarterback more than Brandon Graham
He's
does.
A very good player. My priority, John, is
but
I want
that, it made – well, anyway, I don't want Brandon Graham gone, but
I don't either.
It made Brandon Graham much more expendable
than
Michael Bennett.
And look, John, it's pretty clear. They haven't paid Brandon Graham. They paid everybody else. Everyone else they like around here, they give contracts to.
Exactly.
Brandon Graham doesn't get a contract. And he's a free agent after 2018, just like Nick Foles.
And Howie said Brandon Graham deserves the opportunity to make more money.
He didn't say, we're going to give it to him, but
exactly.
He says, you know, he deserves the money. And I agree with him.
Conspicuous,
yes,
the way he phrased that.
Everything with the Brandon Graham situation for a couple years now has been odd. They don't like to pay players that are over the age of 30. I mean, you experienced that. I mean, that's kind of been the Eagles' MO for a long time
Brandon
now.
Brandon Graham is 30.
Yes, and he's not going to get any younger.
Brandon Graham is not going to get a new contract in Philadelphia. That's my feeling.
Well, then I think that the Brandon Graham situation then is another part of this win now or win for the next 5 years. Because if they're going to try to build it for the next 5 years, you trade Brandon Graham and try to get draft picks back. If they really want to repeat in 2018, you keep Graham and then he walks. Because then you have the best possible team. My concern, John, is I want the Eagles to try to build a dynasty. I don't think you build a dynasty trying to go all in to win in 2018. That's why I think if a good offer comes in for Nick Foles, I'm trading Nick Foles away. I'm afraid in a year, Carson Wentz is going to get paid $30, $32 million
well,
a year.
Well, that's the problem. Yeah, that's why, okay, I feel like win now and make the moves now because of the Carson Wentz situation.
So you're basically
you're going to have to hamstring the rest of the team when you pay Carson Wentz. Now is the time you have to make these moves. Now is the time. Okay, Michael Bennett leaving Seattle is indicative of the fact that once they paid Russell Wilson, yep, the rest of the team suffered. Their window was missed. They went to two Super Bowls. They only won one. That is a letdown for anyone who's a fan of the Seattle Seahawks. The Philadelphia Eagles have to win now before you pay, you know, $30 million a year to Carson Wentz. So I'm cool with this. Let's build it for the here and now. I don't care. Immediate gratification is fine with me.
I'm looking long term. I think with this quarterback and this head coach and Howie Roseman, I think they could win for the next 5, 6, 7 years. And I want to be one of those teams that every single year you say they have a shot to win the Super Bowl. And the Seahawks, I don't think, are that anymore. They blew it. You just said it. They blew
it. I think they did blow
it. I think it's a difficult line the Eagles are trying to straddle here.
I think the Eagles can win the Super Bowl the next 2 years. I mean, like, before they pay Carson Wentz. Build the rest of the team now. Build it up with 1-2-year deals. Cool. Let's bring in everybody like the Rams are doing.
The Rams are loading up. 888-729-9494, pound 9494 on your AT&T and Verizon wireless cell phones. What should the Eagles' priority be this offseason? Is it to win a Super Bowl again, to repeat, to not lose this feeling in 2018? Or is it to make sure they have a sustained run of success? I don't think you're the new Patriots if you win two and then you're not heard from again. And you think they can win three and maybe win back-to-back or three in a row, John. Maybe they can. But I am worried about the idea they don't have draft picks. And I know that Nick Foles is always interjected in this. If you keep Nick Foles and you don't trade Nick Foles for whatever you could get, a first-round pick, a second-round pick, that's a win-now move because you're afraid of him not play. You know, Carson not playing the beginning of the season, and you need a quarterback in there. If you want to build it for the long term, you trade Nick before he walks away in a year. If you want to build it for the long term, Brandon Graham might be traded. Like, these are the decisions Howie Roseman has to make now. And I think the Michael Bennett move, John, that might have been a sign that they are trying to do both at the same time. But I think they really think they can win it again next year. Michael Bennett feels like a win now move. Go win it again.
It does. Yeah. That's cool, though.
It's fun.
How are you opposed to
that,
Joe?
I'm not opposed. I want the Eagles to be the Patriots. The Patriots didn't get to where they got to by trying to win now every year. They are always thinking 3, 4, 5 years ahead. That's why they're the Patriots. They traded Richard Seymour in the middle, right before a season once. Yeah. And he was basically Brandon Graham kind of player. And there was 1 year left on his contract. They always think ahead. I think how he is, but I want him to. 888-729-9494, pound 9494. That's how you get in. What's more important? Like, what should be the Eagles' offseason objective? Repeat in 2018 or keep the window open? Keep that window open, John. I'm afraid,
Joe, you're wrong.
I'm afraid it's going to get slammed shut too quick.
Win now!
We'll talk about it. 888-729-9494. Joe Giglio in for Joe to camera alongside John Ritchie. We're live. P.J. Whalehands, come on out. Hang out with us. And today, the 2018 Ronald McDonald House Charities Shamrock Fundraiser. Change the luck of a child. We'll tell you more about it and take your phone calls coming up. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.